The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
How about we just give a jump scare to the dear old listeners? Oh wait, we're recording?
Nice.
The good old.
Oh, that one's never been done before. You'll never see that one coming.
Never been done before.
You're really...
My grandma's about to walk up. She's going to walk up and be like, what just fell on you?
Here's the thing. You got to do that when they're least expecting.
Talking about crackheads.
Okay, he's holding up a lion plushie. And why is that a crackhead?
You call that a plushie? Look at how big it is.
A plush man?
Then I have a dear friend of mine.
What is that? Who is that?
That's a bear.
That's a bear?
I'm holding a bear, guys, by the way, the size of which is basically, well, my upper half body. At some point I was so little I could fold into this like a chair, apparently.
It looks like a bear whose face was melted off in like an accident.
Well, you are close to the truth of what happened there. I held his face a bit close to the candle.
Oh yeah, well there you go. A tragic accident.
Because I like burning people's faces off, you know? Because if you're ugly, then I'm sorry, I'm going to help you.
That's very noble of you, Rudy.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, actually, I have a story.
Yeah?
Beef of the week.
I have beef of the week, too.
Beef of the week. Not really beef of the week, but sort of note of the year. Or rather, observation of the century, if you will. So we have a friend, right, whose name Sid will bleep out, is a guy who we went to, like, me and some other friends, we went on a trip semi-recently. When this comes out, it's gonna be like end of August, I think, or maybe even further away, so I'm not gonna get any shit because they won't remember, well, except this guy. So here's the story. My observation is some people can have their stats in life min-maxed so much that sometimes things don't make sense anymore. So, for example, in this specific scenario, double bachelor's, math, physics, smartest guy I know. Could probably solve the, like, I don't know, crack the nuclear codes or solve the black hole equations, whatever the fuck. He doesn't study two exams, apart from, like, maybe 3 hours before exams or something like that, and gets 9 and 10, you know? Smart dude. Everything else in his life, dumb as a rock. Man's just clumsy to the point where it gets sort of, you get worried about him. The specific scenario is in the span of 4 days that he was in Portugal, I think bleeding finger, 3 splinters in his foot or 2 that I had to take out.
Jesus.
He wasn't the only one, but still. Then by his own, well, that was not his fault, but with his luck, when we were shaving his head, somebody sort of fucked up a bit with the machine and shaved a size too little. So basically almost like skin shaved one side that I had to fix later on. And then the crown on top was, well, of course, there was some broken wine glasses because that's just him. But the one on top was that he was jumping from the kitchen into the terrace by just frog hopping and ran into the upper part of the door frame so hard that he just fucking like yeeted himself back, had a huge, almost split head,
got
a mild concussion from it.
Right.
All because he jumped into the door.
Right.
And then I think when he went back to his home country, he also stepped on a bee and got stung on his big toe or something like that.
A lot of harm.
So you have to start wondering how this catastrophe of a human being, well, everything happens to him, not from him to anything else, but break catches him. He cannot catch a break. How does some people like that exist? And it's just, like, I don't know. For example, we also have a friend, a common friend, who's always down to do something, but when you text him, he will reply to you in a month. So how do you live like that? Like, how do you get stuff done?
Yeah,
also a smart guy.
That's a tough one sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have another one who can't stay on track for anything. Well, that one ADHD, but still. You start the sentence somewhere. You never know where it ends. It's going to turn into a saga for sure, but...
Well, really.
I'm just now, you know what I'm realizing? We have a lot of unique people in the world. I'm not hating on you. I just recognize that you're out there and I wonder, how's it going? Hey, I'm here to check on the little guy. How's it going? How's it been? Anyways, where are we today?
You sound like a company speaking in bad faith. Like, hey, I'm looking out for the little guy and I really want to know, how's it going?
As a little guy, I am looking out for the little guy.
Yeah, before I get to where we are today, I want to raise a beef of the week that's kind of inconsequential in the grand scheme, but gets to me anytime, or every time rather, nonetheless. And it's related to Fiji. And in the way it's related to Fiji, it's specifically for travel ads, because here they pronounce it Fiji, and the syllable being stressed differently just really annoys me every time I hear it on the radio.
You know, Fiji.
So we say Fiji, and they say Fiji. Well, you know, you got to imagine the accent.
Fiji.
We're going to Fiji, and it's like, shut up.
So do they also say we live in Australia?
No.
Well,
now I'm questioning everything I've ever said.
Stalemate.
I mean, there was another one, another word, I forget what it was. But they changed the stress, the syllable stress on that one as well, similar to Fiji, and I forget what it was. And that one annoys me as well, but this one specifically annoys me because it's like, oh, I want to go to Fiji. And then it's like, let's go to Fiji. And it's like, now I don't want to go anymore. So, thanks.
You don't tell me what to do.
That's right. Anyway, ultimately inconsequential, but it is my beef. And tell you what, it is this week. Rudy, as to where we are.
Yes.
Porto Novo in Benin. It's a West African nation, quite a thin Stanley of a nation. If that means anything.
Kind of looks like a dick.
I guess. I can see how you would see that. But here's where it gets interesting, Rudy. How far did you zoom into the country on Google, on the map?
Not much.
Because here's something that you won't notice unless you're zoomed in and having a bit of a look around.
The dicks I usually see don't have to be zoomed in.
Well, if you zoom in to the coastline, right, you've got neighboring nation Togo to your left, or to the west, rather.
Yeah.
And they both look kind of thin, kind of the same sizes from the coast. But if you zoom in, there's a strip about 20 kilometers long where the coastline of Benin extends into Togo, basically. And it's a strip of, 1 kilometer wide, but 20 kilometers into Togo, where it's just like basically stealing their beachfront property.
Why?
It's said because of colonialism, because that was the former split, because there's like a little river running there. So that's probably where they split it. And then they decided to keep it that way in modern times.
Well. Good luck. How do I say this? I think it's time to move on to the news.
Sacred forests decreasing, Rudy. How's that for news?
Secret forests?
Sacred forests.
Oh, I was like, who out here keeping secret of forests?
So, many locals are upset that sacred forests, which are of importance to voodoo, which is a big force / religion in Benin, are disappearing. The government has cleared parts of these
because
forests.
Because of Mojo.
Because of Mojo.
Well, as in, how are they disappearing? They just disappear overnight, walk away?
Well, it's more like, hey, we should connect these two road communities. Let's cut down this forest. or let's
Ooh,
let me rephrase. The government is like, hey, I want to build a road.
Bad mojo.
Yeah.
Bad mojo.
So locals are like, oh, I don't like this because now the spirit that lived here in the trees or in the rocks, their home is now gone, and now they're mad, now they're pissed, now they're gonna come out for a hunting season. Rah.
That's me as a spirit. Rah.
So locals believe they
what
are
kind
being
of spirit
punished.
Would you be?
I feel like I wouldn't really say anything. I would just be the silent watcher type, you know.
I feel like I would be like, no, I mean like what kind of item? I think I could be like a tire.
A tire?
Because I could just roll with it but still have two holes. Well, I guess it's a one hole, but.
Bad. But okay. Oh, that's a good question.
I like your answer though. What kind of spirit would I be as a spirit? No, I definitely would be some kind of poltergeist or something.
Yeah, no, I feel like it would be just interesting sitting watching people see what they do, I guess.
Well, that's... I think it needs more context to say that you're not a pervert.
Right.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Well, then move on your article.
So government has cleared parts of forest to make way for infrastructure. Locals believe they are being punished for not protecting the spirits. There was like a community that got like electrical wiring installed, and then all the locals got sick. And they thought it was because of that. So forests have shrunk by at least 20%, but assumed a lot more in the last 20 years. And yeah, voodoo as a religion is deeply intertwined with the natural environment, Rudy. So the reduction of forests and natural landscapes by 20 to 40% or more can be seen as quite catastrophic in these communities.
Well, that's a shame. I wish people would be afraid of Jesus the same way. Well, I guess they are.
In what way? And well, like, if you
don't cut down forest, Jesus will come out of it.
Right. I thought you meant for like, don't demolish a church.
Nah. Well, don't demolish a church because people built it and, you know, it looks nice and there's some artwork in there. But don't demolish forests. You know that meme where somebody comes out and is like, yo, you want to fight? That's Jesus walking out of a forest that after it's cut down.
Jesus manifests and comes in
I'm
for a
the judge,
celebrity
the
boxing
jury,
match.
The executioner now, bitch.
Well, Rudy, what do you got? And sorry again, you know, sorry, just before Rudy starts here, I do have to say...
Can I just say, I did not even start. Yeah. I knew this was going to happen, so go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to say, between episodes, Rudy got really, really mad at me, and he asked me to apologize for not bringing a funny article last time. So I just want to say I'm sorry, everybody, but sometimes you got to get in with the real hitting articles, and Rudy, frankly, you blowing up at me like you did was more than undeserved. It was, frankly, quite unacceptable. But because I am such, like, I'm the watcher spirit, like I said, I'll let it slide. And I'll bring an article that I think is important, like I did. And you're going to sit there and you're going to take it like you did. And we're going to move on. All right? And I don't want to hear any back talk from you. Like so you've been doing well for the first time in your life. With back talk specifically, I should say, that wasn't like a broader insult at you. Rudy, I cede the floor to you.
Are you going to cry
but
some
before
more?
Before I do that...
Oi, what a crybaby. Anyways, pack your bags. We're going shopping for 3 days in brackets. Are you a pretty problem? What the fuck? You change your glass every single time I see you take a sip.
This is the same glass I've been drinking water of.
No! What did you drink the whiskey from?
That was just like a whiskey glass. I've been drinking water from this cup the entire
time. It's different. Anyways, good news for cruise passengers stopping in Benin. They will now be able to benefit from a 72-hour visa exemption provided they are accompanied by authorized... Authorized travel agency. This measure approved by the Benin authorities aims to facilitate the reception of international travelers and to strengthen the attractiveness of the destination for shipping companies operating in West Africa. In the Beninese.
We've lost the plot here, have we?
I have. Guys, this is the dip episode. We've been dipping. And not in the right sauces. We've been dipping. Can I just say, dipping my toes in cold water after a long day of walking, that felt nice. Who did that for us? It wasn't us. Somebody did that for us.
I've never tried that. Just like a foot bath?
Bro, me and you have a picture where we did foot bath.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was at the after we went to Pride. So many people touched our feet.
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts scared us.
That story is still an all-timer. It's probably one of my favorite stories to tell.
Would you like to tell us? Because it's not like we have any articles that people would laugh at.
Probably not yet. So basically, we were visiting Rotterdam to visit a friend of ours for his birthday. But Pride happened to be on the same weekend or the same day that we were there. So we were just having a stroll about, and then we came across like the Pride like area basically. And there were like big concert stages and all that. So we were just having a stroll through. And then there was an artist playing a song, and we didn't know who he was at the time. So we were just like walking through, and then suddenly, you know, this like stage falls quiet, and we're just looking like, what's happening? Looking a bit around, like looking at each other, and then suddenly
everybody's pulling their phones out, like everybody's like, oh, this is gonna be a big thing. So we're like, you know, let's stay watch, what the hell is this?
Yeah, so basically it falls silent, and then we're like, what's happening? And then suddenly the music comes like blasting on, and we both like jump. We were so surprised and like scared for a moment.
It was that song, I think it's called Arcade. And I know his name is like something like Duncan something, Lawrence or something, but yeah. I call him Dunkin' Donuts. It's the one where it goes like, loving you is a losing game. And it's like that last part, it just really like blasted, because we stood without knowing about it just in front of a speaker. And damn, that... I think we, like, all, like, the ladies looked around at us and kind of laughed. Oh, I have another story where ladies just laugh at me for no reason. Out with my friend, who I can say I call nuisance, and, like, with a couple more friends, we're walking, we're doing some stupid shit, just, I don't know, like, messing about. And you know, sometimes there's that weird feeling where, like, how do I say? Like, where there's, like, a slight shiver passes you. I don't know, like, this one, like, moment where you're like, ugh. You know, yeah. Like randomly. You yeah. probably had that at some point. And so that happened when we are stopping at a red light about to cross the street, and there's like girls in front of us, like that we don't know, some random girls, right? And I'm talking to nuisance, and mid-sentence, I just go to, you know, because like the thing just happened and it felt so weird. The look that this lady gave in front of me to me, and well, bleep that out, Sid, but she looks... at us with like, is this medical? And my friend, I'm trying to put that face on, like, you know, like just look somewhere else, don't laugh. My friend takes one look at the girl and just starts like belting out laughing, and then the girl felt bad, so she comes to me, she's like, I didn't mean to like in that way, like it just was random, so I didn't expect it. So she feels bad and she starts apologizing. Then she gave me this stink eye, and then everybody just had a laugh.
Yeah, that's always funny. Like the yeah, that shiver. It's a very universal thing, but it's kind of like you don't see it coming in the middle of a conversation.
It literally happened mid sentence to me. Wait. Yeah, so I think we're well, there was another article where basically the guy for military got in his bank like 12 million CFA francs, which is above, like a bit above 20,000 American dollars, as my Google search goes. Bank system failure or something. So he takes out the money. He's like, yo, I'm not fucking rich. And then the bank is like, nah, we're going to sue you.
Right.
Give us back the money. And then it just gets postponed this date because the stories go something in the lines of like, he says he tried to pay them back. They say they can't give us money and we're going to refuse. And then the bank representative, which states here, falsely declared something. And then it all ended in the last hearing, the bank saying, we never saw the money with our own eyes. And the guy is just locked now in this like perpetual thing of just, I think the bank is trying to like milk him or something like that.
Right. Which is a weird choice for a bank. It's like, hey man, why don't you relax? I guess it's not a weird choice.
Yeah, who's out here having milk banks? Am I right?
So true. No, but I think banks make a lot of money, so I guess it's not that unusual, but it's also like, you know, can we not like try to extort someone, I guess? Anyway, that's why I don't work in banking, Rudy. I'm not cut out for that cutthroat world.
Yeah, you work in spanking. Anyways, I think it's time to move to the ads. Didn't expect that, did you?
Boy, the absolute confidence and like dismissal, like, yeah, you work in spanking.
We got him. We got him at the end. Time all to right, go people, to dad.
A car should be bold. It should be relentless. It should be fearless. Comfort, style. Prepared for all situations. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. Ah! Oh, my leg, I'm gonna sue you for this. Police officer, please help me. Officer, we were traveling at the speed limit and there are no bike lanes here. If he didn't want to get hurt, he should not have been biking here. You're right, car. You, sir, on the bike? You are hereby sentenced to death. The new Donha Ultima. Drive into the future of intelligence. So just in case that wasn't clear, the idea is that the car speaks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case that wasn't clear by that.
Thank you for the... Yeah, thank you. I was kind of worried that it was something else, but no, thank you for...
That was
for,
just actually the guy in the passenger seat having a complete meltdown.
Can we take my eyes out?
All right. Everybody, close your ears and listen to this. Where is it?
It's so down, this episode. This is so over.
All right. This is like one page long, so everybody make sure you got a drink.
Oh my
ready.
Goodness.
All right, everybody. After a long day of exploring the cities, you decide to head out to the countryside. Oh, fuck. I'm having a hard time reading this, and this is a page long. This is going to be it. This is going to be a ride, people. All right, let's...
sentence.
Start from the top. After a long day of exploring the city, you decide to head out to the countryside to see some of the sacred forests. As you wander around, you appreciate the natural beauty of it all, but you don't really feel that voodoo spirit. Suddenly, you stumble upon a voodoo ritual a few steps away from you. But people don't notice you, so you just hang out in the bushes, watching the ritual. A bit too relaxed, maybe, as you lose your balance and step on a twig. Oh no, did they hear that? The group sees you, points at you, starts heading in your direction. You start moving away, but you cannot see that they are matching your movement. And the faster you go, the faster they go. Moments later, you are trying to run, but the forest makes it difficult. You start screaming for help, but your cries fall on deaf ears. The group approaches you faster and faster until you trip over a branch and fall flat on the ground. The people grab you, and your life flashes before your very eyes. Is this really how it ends? You continue to struggle when a voice tells you, "Hey buddy, can you relax? We're not gonna kill you. In fact, we were just coming to tell you that you don't have to be afraid of voodoo, because what you're thinking is actually a very harmful stereotype, and voodoo is quite a peaceful religion. We were going to invite you to join, but I have to take that back, because you clearly got other issues." So if you enjoy a jungle chase down based on false assumptions, then maybe Benin can be your next destination. How's that for a story,
Rudy? Duly noted, thank you for that bedtime story. Oh me, oh my, it's certainly time to try going local. So strap yourself in and take your notepads out, ladies and gents. Bureaucracy. Nobody likes to deal with it. But here, God forbid, you have any government dealings, because whilst the main parliament is in the capital city of Benin, which is Porto Novo, everything else is in Cotonou, which is a completely different city. So if you have to deal with the "bring this to my secretary and I need this stamp first" bullshit, better buy a train ticket in advance. Then, cement, apparently. Wikipedia was pretty adamant that the boys down there really like making cement. So go ahead, have a day, bring the lads over, make some cement. And I think that the joke is overdone by now, but still. Order. Car lanes. Parking spots. Bike lanes. Human lanes. How about plane lanes? Well, I say fuck lanes. As in, get me a lane where I can just pull my pants down and... wait, I probably cannot say that here. Well, anyways, yeah, no organization on streets whatsoever. So anyhow, if you don't like traveling and would rather eat cement for days and stay horny because the municipality refuses to introduce fuck lanes, then Porto Novo is a city made just for you.
No parking?
Nah.
Damn, better walk.
No fuck lanes either.
Better stay abstinent.
Says the one working from spanking.
Well, do as I say, not as I do. You know.
Fair enough, local business. For my local business, I recommend a real estate agency named Skyforce, where I assume they allow you to become one of the first landowners on the moon. Also, the reviews are suspiciously all 5 stars.
Maybe they're just really good.
No, I don't believe in real estate agencies that have a soul.
That's true. And my local recommendation, can you believe it? It's even worse than Rudy's. That's a challenge. My recommendation is going to your country's embassy in Benin and change your name to Ben so that you can be Ben in Benin. So there you go.
For my radio suggestion, I suggest crystal clear that we're not perfectly clear, to be completely honest, but the vibes were vibing. In Spanish, by the way.
Well, Rudy, what's better than sitting under a palm tree in the shade with a cigar in hand, listening to old-timey jazz? Well, a lot of things are, but if you want to give this idea a crack, then you can do it in Benin by listening to the Jazz Radio Swig.
And thank you very much for bearing with us and end our torture right now at episode 65 from Global Local FM, brought to you by Tom of... Huzzah. Yeah. Send me a brick through my window. First text me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000. So 3 zeros, Rudy's 3 zeros. And then you can find Henry
hopefully
throwing that brick, but no.
True, yeah, let's go with that. Tossing bricks through okay, Rudy's windows. Henry's-
And then go check out Colossal Pangu on twitch.tv. No, he's not in Antarctica. He's still playing Subnautica. And you can find us next episode without our dear editor this time. So you'll have to deal with us on our 4th episode of the recording. But it's in a place where I was excited about. So where you can find us in?
In Genoa, in Italy. This is our first Italian episode.
Waiting. I don't know if it's the first, but it's always, well,
the last.
You never forget Italy. Hey, fuck off with last. Sid, shoot him.
Oi.